So whenever he followed somebody new, they would be the only account on the list.
Okay.
And it drove me insane.
Yeah.
Oh, it drove me insane.
She said, what?
How could they do something like that?
Are you serious?
What a thirsty MF-er.
Not good. She's absolutely dead to me.
That's because she died.
I'm Sterling Mulberry.
And I'm Blair Payton. And welcome to
Bad Behavior.
A morally questionable podcast.
Where two unqualified friends.
Two unhinged comedians.
Determine once and for all what is good.
And what is bad.
Hello and welcome to Bad Behavior. I'm Blair Payton.
And I'm Sterling Mulberry. In each episode of the podcast, a guest shares a morally questionable story from their life. And we decide if they were in the right or the wrong.
All right, now Sterling, speaking of bad behavior.
Yes.
I need to, one, ask you a question. And then I need you to help talk me off a ledge.
Okay.
So, Saturday, I was going to grab a coffee and a bagel from my local bodega. And I was on the phone with my sister. And I passed by a $10 bill on the ground. Okay?
Okay.
So, I'm hovering over this. And I'm talking to my sister. I was like, should I take it?
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, well, is anyone standing around? Is anyone looking for money? And I was like, no. And she was like, then take it. So then I took it.
Okay.
I was just like, oh my gosh, maybe this is a sign from the universe that like good stuff is coming my way. So of course I have to ask this question to everyone else because I'm like, oh, this is a fun question to see if people would take this money.
Yeah.
So I called my friend Christy. Now I want to caveat this with she had me on speakerphone. So her daughter and her daughter's friend, who are big TikTokers and consume a lot of videos, weighed in on this question.
Mm-hmm.
And Christy said, I would. Then she hesitated and said no. And then the girls chimed in. They're like, oh, we know what you're going to say because there's that TikTok video about don't pick up, money on the street because someone could lace it with fentanyl and try to kill you.
I've never heard of this. Okay.
You've never heard of this? Okay.
No.
Well, because they're the youth of a generation and they're so tapped into everything, immediately I was filled so much anxiety that I was like, I have fentanyl in my home right now. And I was getting panicky and I was going around cleaning the surfaces.
Okay.
And so my question is, one, would you take a $10 bill from the ground? And two, do you think I have fentanyl in my home?
Oh, my God.
I even asked my therapist about this. And she was like, Blair,
I think you don't have enough to talk about in therapy then. Okay, this is what I have to say about this. One, if you're like literally so scared, you know that there are strips famously that test for fentanyl. So, and shout out on our podcast, you should always be testing for it.
Wait,
so
for what? On everything?
No, in cocaine, dude.
Well, I don't do cocaine. Do you think I could handle cocaine?
No, of course, but I'm just saying that product exists to test for fentanyl, so you could, if you wanted, touch your dollar bill.
It's a $10 bill, okay.
Okay, your $10 bill. I would say this. One, no, I don't think I would pick up the money. I hate to be a, like, Mother Teresa, but I just am feeling like in a big old city like New York, no offense, somebody else could really be using that money more than you. So honestly, if it was me, I think I hate to be like the most gorgeous lady ever. I'd either not take it or I'd take it and I'd give it maybe to someone more in need.
But what if it has fentanyl on it?
It doesn't. Oh my God. If you're so scared, go get a test strip.
Thank you. I feel much better. But also too, kind of like crap because you were like, I would not do that because there's more people in need. Maybe I'm in need.
I don't think you are.
I do live on the Upper East Side. Do you know how much I spent on Taco Bell the other day?
Yeah, I think you're good. I actually think you're good with your big gulp. Okay, so you know how you're like, maybe this is like a sign from the universe?
Yeah.
I'm like literally on my high horse being like, you're being insane. And yet, last weekend, I made my dear friend do a little ritual that gets rid of any curses that could have been placed on you.
Okay, because you came in with a lot of judgment as I was expressing my fear. Meanwhile, you're sage in your whole house,
no,
getting rid of evil
sage.
Spirits
it
or whatever.
It wasn't even sage. We were doing this salt ritual that is a family ritual that she knows about. And she had very detailed instructions. She was twirling the salt all around me. I was standing facing east. There was a lot of things going on, and it will get rid of any curses that could have been placed on you, because I really am always like this. There must have been a few curses placed on me. Why is my life like this? You know?
All right. So now fentanyl on a $10 bill isn't sounding so stupid now, is it?
Okay, well, anyways, Blair, we are truly so lucky today to be having our guest coming in studio.
She has millions of followers.
Truly, I feel like I have been following her from a distance online for so long and absolutely cackling at
some people call that stalking, Sterling. And you should really cut that out.
Okay, that's true. That's true. And she actually just did my live show in LA this past month. So I'm so excited to be having her on the podcast today. You can definitely check her out in so many shows around LA and follow her on TikTok and Instagram. She's truly so funny. Please welcome into our Los Angeles studio, aka my home, Maddie Hart. Okay, well, Maddie, welcome to the podcast. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you for having me. I cannot believe that I'm in your apartment. I'm on your couch. I'm looking at your belongings. Like, it's intimate.
How scared are you by all the crystals by my window?
No, I'm not scared. I feel comforted. I feel comforted. I love it.
That's good. If I ever have someone coming to my room ever, I put them away, obviously.
You're like, I don't want to be that crystal girl.
No, it's like that, and then my tarot deck's up there, and that's like too scary for, you know.
No, I don't think it's scary. I think it's brave.
I will say, from my point of view, it does feel like I'm watching a live TikTok of you two just in your room. And...
Story time. Story, story time. Here's how I ended up in Sterling's room.
Okay, so you have been very brave recently because a lot has been going on with you online slightly, would you say?
Yeah, I would say that I'm, you know, stuff is always happening with me online. There's a lot of internet friction with me sort of all the time.
Yeah.
Well, and I think that kind of happens when you have millions of followers like you do.
Yeah, because we all know that I have trillions of billions of followers. I'm actually the most famous woman alive. It's actually shocking.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, where are they even getting this information? I don't know, but maybe they're getting it from God.
Well, speaking of God, can you kind of explain a little bit of the controversy? More so for my dad, who is a preacher, because he, you know, I want him to be up to date as he's listening to this episode.
Of course. Okay, so for anybody who is listening who doesn't know me, which is probably most people because I'm literally not famous.
Nah, millions of followers.
That's not true. Unfortunately, though, I have become semi-famous literally just in like Republican hate circles. Most recently, I made a video about my dad because my dad abandoned my family when I was little and he like went on to become a pretty famous breakdancer. And I made a video that was like very funny, tongue in cheek about that. But because my dad is like a huge Republican, huge Bitcoiner, he's estranged, like he's so bizarre, but he's like Trump. He's like is a huge like Trump fan. It's pretty disgusting and heinous. He has this sort of cultish following around him. So when I kind of made a joke like, oh, my dad like left and did this thing, like I did start to get literally thousands of death threats from like Elon Musk fans, Bitcoin fans, Trump fans being like, you fucking bitch, you lying whore, like your dad is literally awesome sauce. Like,
oh God.
He like posted this video being like, my viral famous daughter. Again, not true. I'm literally not famous. I just sometimes post on TikTok. He's like, my famous daughter is dragging me through the mud. And in the video that he posted, he's like wearing a Bitcoin t-shirt. He has an American flag behind him. Like he's like ripping me to shreds and it's pretty iconic. Oh, and then Elon Musk responded to my dad's video being like, you're awesome. Like you're an awesome dad. You're awesome. So that got all of the Elon Musk fans after me. It was sort of just a whole controversial moment in my life.
Here's a thought, because you're a screenwriter at Netflix. That's what
I read.
But
of course.
Yeah.
And you read that and you believed it. So.
Yeah. So this should be your screenplay, right? It could be
I'm working on it.
But it could be part of the Step Up franchise because there's dancing.
Yes. Should.
Oh, that's a new hook.
I should absolutely pitch that.
That's crazy. I feel like Blair and I, like, truly, we might get, like, one comment that's, like, we got a comment literally on a TikTok yesterday that was, like, wow, there's too many podcasts or something like that. Both of us were, like, what the hell? Like, this is, like, we can barely tolerate anything. So, like,
I cried in the shower.
How – how do you like tolerate this? Do you just like block it out?
The dad stuff is the worst because it's like my actual real life. So yeah. Honestly, the dad controversy has been the hardest to deal with, yeah. Because like it is hard having people in my comments who don't know anything being like, your dad is awesome. Meanwhile, like me in my group chat with my actual family, we're like, this guy's a narcissist. He's actually fucking scary. Like he sucks. So that's hard to have people commenting as if they know me, like as if they know the situation just from like literal like small videos posted online or whatever. Like, so that kind of sucks. And I am still dealing with that. But honestly, this and the Fox News thing kind of sucked too. Like, obviously, I don't want my videos being made fun of on Fox News. Like, that attracts so many, like, misogynistic and, like, homophobic people to my page. But what I try to do whenever my shit goes viral on the wrong side is I just kind of try and, like, own it. Like, with the Fox News thing, I literally just made, like, Maddie Hart on Fox News, like, merchandise.
Yeah, I saw
which
that.
Is fun. And even with this, like, breakdancing dad stuff, it's so bizarre and it's so ridiculous and, like, yeah, like I literally am writing a screenplay about it. Like, and I've been working on that screenplay for like months. So it's sort of just like at a certain point, block out the haters, hater shades on. Okay, own the narrative, reclaim the narrative, reclaim my breakdancing dad narrative, and just try and not take it too seriously. Like, yeah. I just feel like you have to like be like, internet people are literally fake. They don't know anything. So whatever, they can have their opinions. But it's crazy for sure. And it's crazy to watch a 10-minute video of my dad breakdancing on his head in front of a Bitcoin flag and being like, he's like, my daughter's a liar. Like, I didn't leave her family to breakdance. And then he like breakdances in front of a Bitcoin flag. So it's like bizarre. It's like uncanny valley. It's crazy.
Well, with all this insane controversy going on, you have been getting a ton of free press in conservative media. Not always good. And they've used several different descriptors. So we pulled a couple today to see what you might think of them.
Stop. I love this.
Okay. So the first one, successful Hollywood screenwriter at Netflix.
I love that description. It's something that was used about me, completely false, obviously false. I am not a successful screenwriter. I do not write for Netflix. I don't even know what that means, writing for Netflix. But sort of seeing and writing, yeah, successful Hollywood screenwriter for Netflix, definitely, it felt like manifestation for sure.
Yeah.
Like, it's coming.
Okay, so the next one. Maddie has millions of followers on TikTok.
I like that one because it makes it seem like I have millions of followers, but I dislike that one because I don't have millions of followers and it makes me sad that it's a false statement. But I like that that's a narrative in the media that I'm like a huge TikToker. Republican media is like, she's the most famous TikToker alive and we must kill her.
Self-proclaimed comedian.
That one is so shady. That's what Fox News called me. Self-proclaimed comedian is shady as hell.
Like, what was your first thought when you heard that?
Like, why do you have to say it like that? Like, why can't you just say comedian? Like, you can't give me what? Like, you're already dragging me on national news.
Maybe, do you think a comedian is kind of like, you have to be like, do it a certain amount of time, like a New Yorker, you have to live in New York a certain amount of time to be a New Yorker? Do you think that there's an amount of time to be considered a comedian?
No, that was literally my question. I was like, at one point am I just a proclaimed, like, what time are like people saying I'm a comedian? Like, I don't know. And maybe I'll figure that out in the coming years.
Okay, next one. Progressive artsy woman.
That is my absolute favorite one. Progressive artsy woman is so funny. I think that was also Fox News or maybe like another Republican media outlet called me progressive artsy woman. And I love it because it is like somebody just sat down, looked at a picture of me and like had to describe me. It's so neutral. It's great.
Honestly, that feels like merch material.
Yeah, progressive artsy woman. Wait, yeah, like a minimalist t-shirt. Wait, that's actually a good idea.
A really good font.
Yeah, just like black.
But
text.
Hold on. Should have a period, and the period is just your head.
I love that. That's a really good idea. That's camp. I like that.
Okay, so that's kind of our favorite out of all of them.
That's
say.
Progressive artsy woman is perfect.
Smitten lib chick.
Smitten lib chick is really good. Again, that's something that I was called by the Republican media outlets. I was called a smitten lib chick because I posted a video being like, this man paid for my food and it was really hot. Like, I'm not a feminist anymore because this man is hot because he paid for me. Really easy, stupid joke. They called me a smitten lib chick. And I love it. I loved it. I love that I got to screenshot it and send it to that guy who I'd only been on one date with. And I love to be like, hey, this is funny.
Wait, what was his response to it?
He loved it. We went on to see each other for months.
Oh.
He's perfect.
Fell in love.
Like, literally perfect.
Lawyer and I have a game we play on this podcast called Heaven or Hell. And this is a game where we are going to present some different scenarios for you, and you're going to deem them heaven, hell, love or if you're kind of indifferent, purgatory. Great. Now, for every single one of our other guests, we have done scenarios which are hypothetical. And you are our very first guest today that these scenarios, I believe, as a fan, are from real life. Now wait, you, now you so can much. Say this, breaking news, they are hypothetical, but
a lot of it's exaggerated, but it's all real.
Wait, you just ruined the illusion for me.
Yeah, I'm a different, Internet Maddie isn't real.
Blair, do you want to start us out with, and you're going to kind of say if this scenario action life was heaven, hell, or purgatory
okay, great.
For you. Okay.
Posting on Hinge that you need a ride to LAX and having your first date together be sharing a ride to the airport.
That was purgatory. Yes, I absolutely did that. I needed a ride to the airport. I'm broke as hell. So I did just post on Hinge being like, can somebody drive me to the airport tomorrow? And the sweetest man, there was no physical attraction, but truly the sweetest man drove me, and we made a Spotify blend and we listened to it, and I bought him coffee on the way and we gabbed, and it was great. I would do it again 100%.
Have you talked to him since?
Yeah, we texted a little bit, but I was like, oh, this is more of a friend vibe. I'm so sorry.
Did you kind of think about hitting him up on the leg back?
No, that felt exploitative.
Yeah.
To do it twice to the same guy, like, no. One time, it's like, oh, it's fun. It's like, we're listening to music. I'm buying you coffee. It's like a fun time. But to do it twice felt weird.
Yeah.
I had my ex pick me up on the way back.
I will say, when I was doing a web series, oh, look at me showboating. I one time casted a guy I matched with Tinder from that to be in my web series.
Yeah. Nice.
Is it? It's so kind funny. Of sad. I was just like, hey, I don't think we're a match, but will you be in my web series? And he did it.
Was he good?
Yeah, he was great. He was fine. He was all right.
Just for listeners, some context, Maddie and I don't want to dox this on the internet, but we live kind of, I would say, an hour away from the airport to LAX. So if you're like, oh, no big deal.
It was a big deal.
It's actually really hard to get a ride to LAX. So sometimes you have to go on Hinge and ask for one.
No, Maddie, one time she got mad at me because I was like, can't you pick me up at the airport when I came to LA?
Okay. He said this. He came in for our show, but he wanted me to pick him up at the airport at 5 p.m. on my birthday.
Okay, I didn't...
on my birthday.
I didn't make you. I suggested it. I lightly suggested it.
And I was like, I actually want to go to dinner, and I don't want to drive for two and a half hours. On my birthday.
I get both sides, to be honest.
But would you do that on your birthday?
I would probably not. But I do get both sides. I get why he asked.
It wasn't like a major birthday, but it was one.
I don't think he did anything wrong by asking.
Thank you.
Anything wrong by saying no.
No. Yeah, it's fine to ask. And also, when you're coming from out of town, you have no clue how far that airport is.
Oh, did you hear that? She basically just called me stupid. Okay, next one.
Well...
A man paying to go on a date with you so he can make his ex-wife jealous, specifically doing an activity on the date his ex likes to make her more jealous.
Gosh, you know, that was content heaven. Yeah. Like, I truly was like, this is the craziest thing that's ever happened. Like, this man literally paid me like $400 to go on a fake date with him. Like, literally, we only hung out for like 30 minutes. Just we took pictures, like, at her favorite. She always loved going to like the Disney lights. And so that's where we went. And he like took pictures of us at the Disney lights. But it was kind of interpersonal hell just because he was really awkward. And it was like just a very, very awkward and weird scenario. So maybe purgatory neutral.
So do you have any update on this?
You know what's crazy? And I have to post about this on TikTok. We were supposed to go on another date, do the same thing. But like Icarus, he flew too close to the sun. These pictures that were to make her jealous made her really, really jealous. But to the point where she was like, we need to completely cut contact. This isn't healthy anymore. Like, I'm telling you about my new boyfriend and you're telling me about your new girlfriend. And like, this isn't right. I don't think we should talk anymore. I think we should just both like... be 100% in our new relationships.
So you guys are really going to commit now. You're going to move in, right? That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, I think like every good relationship starts with a fake girlfriend being paid hundreds of dollars to make an ex jealous.
Okay, Blair, should we can do rapid round maybe for the last few.
Your ex-boyfriend musician is releasing a new album, and every song isn't about you, but about his girlfriend before you.
Hell, hell, hell. I'll need therapy forever. Hell.
Okay, fair enough. Hooking up with someone who won't let you ever sleep over, and when you ask to stay the night, he says, you can sleep in the car.
Hell. Well, purgatory. Purgatory, rising, hell.
Did you sleep in the car or no?
No. Okay. I went home.
That story, I'm like, this is a killer.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? He's like a psychopath.
When he wouldn't let you be in any other car, I was like, I'm glad you're still alive.
He was a weirdo. But he was pretty hot. I don't know.
That's so hard. When they're hot, it's hard.
What celebrity hot? Like, who would you compare him to?
Not really Timothée Chalamet, but that type.
Okay, like a Wish version.
Wish version, for sure. But, like, pretty boy. Pretty, pretty.
Yeah.
Had a really cute dog.
And your final one. Having to learn a new tap dancing move every time you have the impulse to text your ex.
That's heaven. I love tap dancing. Picked up tap dancing after, like, a horrible breakup a few years ago. I love it so much. And, yeah, I just do it every time I'm sad.
Did it work? Would you say that's, like, a good thing?
Yeah, okay. Totally works. Tap dancing works. For what? I don't know.
I feel like people would be like, I want to text them. I'm going to do, like, 10,000 crunches or push-ups or whatever. But you're actually bravely saying it's actually tap dancing
and
is what
learning a, is wow, what solves. Like, now I'm learning a time step. Like, now I'm learning a, you know, riff walk. Like, now it's, like, I'm picking up skills.
Okay, so Matt, we've invited you on our podcast today, and I think you know why. You've done something that is, maybe it's hard to tell if you're in the right or the wrong. So whenever you're ready, launch into your story.
One morally questionable thing I've done is, this was a while ago. For legal reasons, this was a while ago.
Okay. Got it.
In a past life.
This is 20 years ago. It's a completely different girl. Okay, so basically, I had this pretty toxic on and off relationship, situationship type deal. Like, it honestly was so muddy, so murky, and it was like on and off for months and months and months. And I was toxic and he was toxic. Like, I first was the one being like avoidant, like I didn't really want to date, but then like I did want to date, and then he was the one being like, nope, don't want that anymore. Like, it was just very like toxic on and off, but then we kind of continued to hook up, kind of continued to date. Like, it was very messy. Eventually he broke up with me. Bad behavior. Have him come on.
Him on next week.
I was blindsided after months of being toxic on and off. But anyway, he would do this thing even during us seeing each other where he would sort of bring up other girls. Like, it was weird. Like, he was definitely made me feel very insecure all the time. So after we broke up, I went very insane, and I just got obsessed with the idea that he was gonna like immediately hook up with other people, which I'm sure he did. Like, that's literally normal. I also did that. But the idea of him doing that made me sick to my stomach. So I was basically trying to figure out if he was talking to new bitches. And he's one of those guys who's like barely on Instagram. Like, I'm on Instagram. Like, I live and breathe Instagram.com. Like, I literally love it. I love to post on there. I love to follow. I love to be followed. Like, I literally love Instagram so much. But he's somebody who would like only follow somebody on Instagram if they were like important to him. Like, he honestly didn't even follow a lot of his friends. Like, he really just like never ever used Instagram. But he would follow people that he like matched with. Like, I know that because when we met first, like, you know, started dating, like, obviously he followed me. So like, I knew that he followed women who he was interested in. What I did is I went onto my tap dancing Instagram that I run, my tap dancing account.
Okay.
And because I didn't want to do this for my main account, I felt like that could be traceable. Like, if one of his friends went to randomly check on my profile and then realize that they were blocked, like, that would be really weird. So I had to go to my second account, my tap dancing account, and I had to block every single person that he was following. That way, anytime he followed a new girl, I would be able to see, because who he was following would go from 0 to 1. So whenever he followed somebody new, they would be the only account on the list. And it drove me insane.
Yeah.
Oh, it drove me insane. Took a few weeks. So I blocked everyone. And so honestly, every day for months and months, I would check and see if he followed anybody new. And he never did. Like, he never did, because again, like, he never followed new people. One day he does follow somebody new. He follows somebody new and she's a beautiful woman. So what do? Like, I couldn't tell if she lived in LA. Like, I couldn't tell like any of her deal. So I just like stalked her so hard to figure out like who the hell she was. She had no like signifiers on her account. So I went to like her tagged photos. I like went to her best friend's account, stalked her best friend. I eventually found out through her best friend's account that her best friend was like still in high school, or like had just graduated high school. Like, this was like a young girl. So then through that, I figured out the high school name. Mm. Was able to Google the high school name plus this girl's name, found out that she had like just been on the varsity team for her high school. Like, she was very much like 18 years old.
Okay.
So either one, my ex was being a creep, or two, he has like, I don't know, he has sisters and cousins who are that age. Like, I'm like, maybe this girl is like, I don't even know. This girl didn't even like live in our state. Like, I don't know, but maybe he was creeping on her because she was hot, but she was so young.
Okay.
So I realized that I didn't think they were hooking up, but also you never know.
Okay.
But she had amazing skin.
Yeah.
Because she's 18.
Of course.
So that made me insecure. And I bought a new retinol cream. But why was my ex needing to follow a senior in high school? Like, that I still don't know. But either way, the fact that she was a senior in high school made me feel better, because I was like, well, I'm 24. Like, I'm old. Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah.
Well, I would, just to clarify, this was after you guys had broken up, correct?
Yep.
Okay.
We had broken up, but we were very much still talking. I'll say that.
Are you still talking to this ex now?
No.
Would you want to be? Is this something you would like to rekindle? Or is this something?
No. Yeah. No.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, no. I would say, okay, so would you say after kind of like a little stalking spree,
right,
would it make you feel worse or better? Like, would it make you feel a little more secure, like when either you didn't see he was following anyone new?
It would make me feel so much better when I did the stalking and realized there were no new girls on the radar. But it made me feel a lot worse. There was one time where the girl was legitimate and I found out through mutual friends that they were like going on a date. Like, that made me actually sort of want to be dead in a ditch.
Right.
And that was when I was like, I can't do this anymore. I can't stalk him anymore. And literally since then, I haven't actually stalked him that deeply.
So you said he followed you when you guys started dating.
Yeah.
How quick?
Right away. Like, the second we started talking, he followed me.
Okay.
Which is how I knew, like, if he's talking to somebody, he might follow them.
And can you define talking as, like, literally, like, you're just texting before a date?
Yeah, texting, flirty before a date.
And he asked you for your Instagram?
I followed him on Instagram, then he followed me back.
Okay, so you were the kind of one to initiate the follow.
Right, there's variables, for sure.
I do have a question about your second Instagram account.
Right.
Which is tap dancing.
It's videos and pictures. I mean, it's an assortment of media.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's private. Only like 50 people follow it. You guys are both welcome to follow. And I post updates to my tap dancing progress.
Okay. Well, I just want to make sure, because if you are doing like the investigating and the stalking, is this a page that he could like figure out belongs to you?
He knows that page belongs to me.
But there's no way he would know. Right. She's blocked anyone because she didn't block him.
Right.
Okay.
But okay, I guess, did you start your tap dancing to not text an ex before or after this incident?
This is like a different ex. Like, I have like a million exes. And I'm obsessed.
That's literally amazing.
I have a million exes. And I refer to everyone as my ex. If we talk once, you're my ex.
Really?
Like, really, I'm like, these are my exes. Like, so you never know who I'm talking about when I talk about this. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, I'm like, my ex could be. And it could be you. Like, could be anyone. Wow.
I actually don't refer to anyone as an ex.
Really?
Yeah. I actually just say, that's somebody.
No, say, I'm like, that's my ex. Like, we matched on Hinge. That's my ex.
I really feel like the word ex is, like, so sad to me. And also, I'm like, if anyone ever called that about me, which they could. But I'm like, that's, like, so disturbing. I'm like, say something nicer.
That's so funny. I call everybody an ex, and it's kind of a joke. I have my main character exes who are, like, real exes.
Yeah.
Who, like, dated for years or whatever. Like, that's, like, a main character ex. But, like, the person I'm talking about, again, it was, like, on and off and weird for, like, months.
Yeah.
Like, it's, like, is that really an ex? And, like, the tap dancing I actually started after a real main character ex breakup.
Okay.
And then there was, like, this situationship later that I actually started being, like, okay, now every time I want to text them, I'll start doing a tap move instead. Like, it's, like, whatever. It ebbs and flows. Sometimes you're my ex. Sometimes you're not. Like, I don't know.
Well, I guess my question with the count is, like, you started to do, like, that account is like this pure thing to get over an ex potentially. Right. And so using it kind of then to try to stalk an ex, I'm like, well, that wasn't the original intent of tap dancing.
That is so true, because I did start tap dancing to heal from a breakup. And so the fact that it's like that I'm weaponizing that same account.
Yeah.
Maybe that's bad behavior.
Well.
I mean, and how long would you say this was going on for? Like, what is the timeline of which you started?
The stalking?
Yeah.
2 months.
Okay.
2 months, and I did it for as long as I needed to do it.
Yeah.
And now I haven't done it in forever.
I feel like my take always with getting over things is kind of like, do whatever you need to do, even if it's maybe harmful for a little bit. But
I just think I really like to hurt my own feelings. Like, I really.
No,
I know, but I do think that that's true. And you know, I'm about to turn 25 and I feel my frontal lobe like clicking. Fine. So
yeah.
I'm starting to want to do that less. But ages like 22, 23, 24, like literally just always like, it's like my grief is a bruise and I press it to see if it still hurts. Like,
totally. I think that one of the joys in this modern world is stalking someone online. And
I think you're going to be online, like grow up. Like,
grow up.
Your ex-girlfriend is going to stalk you.
I think there's really like nothing like a joy to be a little investigator. And I've never even heard of the tactic you had said about the blocking. I will never do that.
But you should do
sounds it. Sounds so scary. I never follow anyone I'm interested. So like, I just would hope that's the same for them. I say this, follow when we get married. Don't look at my account before. But I think ultimately I'm going to say good behavior, because you learned your lesson. I think the only caveat is like, I don't love that you were using your tap dancing for ill, but I think it's fine and you learned your lesson. Ultimately, this young girl, she never knew anything about, like, nobody knew anything about it. So you like only caused a teeny bit of harm to yourself, which that you learned and you were able to then move on from this heartbreak.
Right, because it's not like I would find that he followed somebody new and then I'd call him and yell at him, right? Like, it's not like I was it was my own personal journey that I was going on. It was painful, but it only hurt me.
I've even thought about like exes from 10 years ago. I'm like, am I emotionally ready to stalk them now? And I don't know if I am.
Wow.
I'm in therapy. But so I like that you're able to do that. But I will say, I think it is bad behavior just because, well, but I'm not saying this is my final judgment. I'm just saying because of your mental health. But I will say it is something you have to do for yourself. Because even if I say this is bad for you, you're still going to fucking do it anyway. And you learned that. You came out the other side. So yes, I think ultimately it's good behavior because you found your way home.
Yeah, because I really don't think I would do it again. Like, I really think it was just this one. I had to learn that lesson.
You have to. And also, if you're working in comedy, you have to, like, do some crazy shit to have content over. And ultimately, you've had some amazing stories for online that also so many people can relate to and be like, thank God I'm not alone. Yeah. So, Maddie, you have officially been deemed good behavior. And we know that sometimes an acceptance speech on the spot can be a little scary to come up with. So we've actually written you a little acceptance speech today, which we'll have you read aloud.
Wow. Okay. Well, I can't say that I'm shocked. I mean, of course, I was deemed good. Like, after all, I'm Maddie Hart, a successful screenwriter at Netflix, who is also a TikTok star with millions of followers. So yeah, of course, you guys are going to suck up to me and say that I'm good. It's not every day you get an incredibly famous, self-proclaimed comedian on your podcast.
Wow. Thank you. What a speech.
So with that said, we would like to be cast in your biopic for Netflix. So
yeah, we would die. Anything. We'd take anything.
Which of you wants to play my dad? Do you want to play my dad?
Sure.
Okay.
Actually, in theater, in my theater plays, my community theater has mostly boys. So I could do an old man. Okay. Well, Maddie, thank you so much for coming on today. Before we wrap up, can you tell everyone where to follow you and any upcoming shows to plug?
Thank you so much for having me. Guys, follow me on the internet. MaddieHart_soccer on all platforms. MaddieHartSoccer if you want to see crazy stories. I have shows coming up. You can see them on my Instagram. You know the drill. Internet.
And that's our show. Thanks so much for listening today.
We absolutely hate to do this. We hate it.
But it would mean the world to us if you can subscribe to the podcast wherever you get podcasts, rate and review.
Follow us at BadBehaviorNYC on Instagram and TikTok. Thanks again for listening.
And remember, whatever your moral status, we are always here to judge.
Bye. Bye.
Do you think that was good?